This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. Sean Economy here. You bumped Bill Watkins 10 years ago for a crusty old has-been like Buddy Hackett, and now you've got a real bloody star on the phone? What are you going to do with me, Mark? Oh, never mind, Mark. You haven't the brass stones to even make a decision. I'll make one for you. Go ahead and talk your economic blather with Bill Watkins, and you can kiss my brambly...
Dirk Brandt, quite the innovative, what do you call a guy who does impressions? An impressionist. That works. That makes sense. I penned the script, but he did the production with that nice dial tone. You know, he's got the... Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Don't forget the bees. If you have honeybees, don't grab the raid. Go online to the Bee Rescue Hotline, sbba.org, sbba.org. If you don't have a computer, call the phone 699-6229. Let's see, we have a text. Can you swap floor? Nope. Can't answer that right now, doing a live radio program. Have a great guest. Of course, the fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home prices sales weekly, periodically, year to date. And a second segment, joining me is the director of the Wildlife Care Network, Richard. Wildlife, hence the song that we're going to play for her. The Wildlife Care Network, Julia Parker. So we're going to talk about critters out there and what you can do. We've talked about bees, and now we'll talk about wildlife. We had the skunk lady on January 2015, and she works with her. So this article about the drought caught my attention, and I thought I'd share it with you because you're so nice to me. You live in a condo association. You have the CCNRs, the conditions, the rules, the regulations, covenants. You have rules. You have lawyers. You have a board. You have an association. And, you know, this is an interesting story because on the one hand, there's a law involved. On the other hand, you should do reasonable things like maybe check and plan instead of just doing things when you live in an association. But this was sent in to two people that write this column, a law firm and an arbitrator and mediator. One is a lawyer and one is an arbitrator and mediator. The question is, my homeowners association board in our common interest development, I guess that's a CID versus a PUD, which I'm still not certain if that's planned unit development, which a lot of people call it, or planned urban development, but there's a CID, CID, common interest development, underestimates, my board underestimates the severity of the California's drought, and it fines and penalizes owners who comply with the state's water restrictions. We ripped out our water-guzzling lawn and a huge pine tree that sucked up hundreds of gallons of water and installed artificial green grass. Now, you remember my interview with Chris Cullen, owner of Montecito Landscape. I think we mentioned this artificial green grass. This is a little aside to this story, but he opposes it, and he sent me a detailed email once, I'm not certain if I read it on the air, about why it's not good for the environment. Does that mean you shouldn't put it in? Yes. No, you do what you want. But there's an argument there, and if you're considering putting it in, you should learn about that, and if you still want to put it in, go right ahead and kill the planet. No, I don't think it's that bad, but for whatever reason, he doesn't support it. So these people in this community that has a homeowners association pulled out their lawn and their tree and put in this artificial green grass. We were immediately fined because we refused to pay. The board has summoned us to a hearing. What do we do? So again, my first question is, if you're going to do something and you live in a community, you know, maybe you should just kind of check and see. Now, this answer is that they can't do it because of state law, and that's fine. But still, you paint the house blue without asking? Do you change out? Sometimes you can't change out doors. There's a lot of rules. So the answer is that a hearing for the purpose you described is bogus. And now I get a second text for the floor swapping. Must be very important. The whole purpose for the hearing is bogus. Your board may choose to ignore California's current crisis, but it cannot ignore the law. The recent passage of Assembly Bill 349, so write that down, also known as AB, Assembly Bill 349, California legislature recognizes that the state has the lowest snowpack ever recorded. We're in the fourth year of a drought. Okay. Potential devastating drought, prolonged. Many Californians are installing artificial turf in their single-family homes. Homeowners in common interest developments must be afforded a similar opportunity within appropriate design, aesthetic, and drainage standards defined by their association. So that gets back to my first point. So if you live in a community, why don't you find out what some of the rules are? Maybe they actually had an artificial turf company that they want to use so everyone has the same one or something. Or maybe there's something going on. Associations, though, are barred from fining residents who stop watering their lawns during drought emergencies. And again, referring to AB 349, Assembly Bill 349. Property owners who pursue water conservation by installing artificial grass should be encouraged, not sued or fined. So that sounds like an editorial comment, because they're not taking into account the artificial grass and you know, the pros and cons of that. But they should be saying conservation should be rewarded and encouraged, I should say. If an association's decisions are motivated by aesthetics, it makes sense to replace Browning plants with more drought and California-appropriate landscaping. But there you go. There you go. So I'm not certain. Well, let's keep reading, and we'll find out if, in fact, they can insist no artificial grass and let you do something else. Civil Code Section 4735, which is part of the Assembly Bill 349, states that any provision of the governing documents, architectural landscaping guidelines, or policies shall be void and unenforceable if it essentially prohibits the use of low water using plants as a group or as a replacement of existing turf, or if it prohibits the use of artificial turf or any other synthetic surface that resembles grass. So there's the answer. They can't prohibit you, according to the Civil Code section under this bill. Association can't prevent you from using that. Now, the legislature has recognized the right of an association to regulate aesthetics. But the conservation of water, especially during severe drought, takes precedence over that right. The law is clear. A homeowners association shall not impose a fine or assessment against an owner for reducing or eliminating vegetation or lawns during any period for which either the governor or local government has declared a local state emergency because of the drought. So that they reiterate there, reducing vegetation. They don't again say that the artificial grass is okay. If your board members have been too preoccupied with their lush landscape to notice recent changes to the law, guy's got an attitude. This hearing is your opportunity to educate them. If they will not listen to reason, show them the legislation. That sounds fair. California Water Service maintains a database of helpful information and handouts. There's a call center to get clarification on regulations and report water wasters. And I'm going to give you that number. Grab a pen. It's 844. Is 844 like a new toll-free number, like 800-866? Might be. 844-726-8579. And if you didn't write that down, just, this is California Water Service. Just Google that. for helpful information and handouts. If your board refuses to remove the illegal fines, you may be forced to pay under protest. I like that. You know, you write a check, payment under protest, you make a note to remove the illegal fines. Okay. Then file a small claims action for reimbursement. If the fines continue, you may have to file a lawsuit seeking a court order that the penalties were imposed in violation of California law. So hopefully you go up to them and you show them the law, Assembly Bill AB 349. And again, there's a civil code section, 4735, part of that Assembly Bill, which states that, you know, these boards and associations cannot prevent you from putting in drought-tolerant landscaping and even using artificial turf. Again, you should research artificial turf and why, you know, what the negative aspects of artificial turf are. I know there's an agent in my office who wanted to put it in. She sent out an email. I then sent it to Chris Cullen, Montecito Landscape. I guess you can call him. He'll tell you. And he sent me an email back. I forwarded it to the agent. She read it. She goes, you know what? I'm not putting in artificial turf. I'm going to put in some drought-tolerant landscaping, whatever. So there you go. Is this drought still on? I mean, that story took so long. I think the drought has ended the time that story took. Jeez. I wrote something called The Top 10 Reasons Why Real Estate Advertising Verbiage Would Not Work on a Dating Website. You know, all these match.coms and all this stuff. And, you know, you have all these little real estate cliches, you know, hey, you know, why you should buy this house. And for some reason, it occurred to me that maybe that you couldn't use these top 10 that I wrote down if you were putting an ad on a dating website. So maybe we'll fit that in the third segment. Coming up in the second segment is the director of the Wildlife Care Network, Julia Parker. And we've got a special song for her, and you'll hear it when we return.